Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Morales. We're now joined by David Irie from up in Lewis County. David, some of you may remember back in 1989, there was an accident involving a high school baseball player. Indeed, it was David Irie. It was a game between Lewis County and East Carter, and David was trying to score a run for Lewis County, and he slid headfirst into the East Carter catcher, and at that time he wound up suffering a broken neck and is now paralyzed from the chest down and has been now for almost three decades. And David, to his credit, has started a foundation, the David Irie Foundation, to help young people. And David, first of all, thank you so much for joining us on the Front Page. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
Well, tell me a little bit. Let's kind of backtrack. After the injury, I mean, it was obviously a very serious injury. I covered that story when I was a younger reporter here at WMKY. Just talk about the immediate aftermath and kind of give your story from that point up to about now.
Okay. Mostly, you know, right after I broke my neck, of course, I spent about a year in the hospital, anywhere from King's Daughters to Chicago up there with the Children's Hospital with the Shriners. And then the last rehab I'd done was in Lexington. And from there on out, you know, it was just mainly a struggle trying to find yourself and make your way in the world. And, you know, being paralyzed C4, C5 from the chest down, you know, of course, takes a lot of support. And being that, you know, I've been through that struggle for years now, and knowing that people still have the struggles today is something that, you know, after a while, it's like, you know, we need to help some of these people. And I've been there, so I know how, you know, difficult it can be. And that's one of the main reasons, you know, I started the foundation. And, you know, being that the foundation will, you know, help people with spinal cord injuries, and also, you know, combine that with baseball, where we're giving away scholarships next year at Whitaker Bank Park. We're having a David Irie Showcase, which will be April the 14th, and we're giving away $1,250 worth of scholarships at that event. We have other events that we're working on for next year also, but that's the biggest one we have planned so far.
After the injury and all the hospitalizations, I imagine it was extremely difficult to get your life on track, and certainly you deserve a lot of credit for your courage in the way that you did bring your life back on track, and maybe talk about that process.
Yeah, it's something that it takes, you know, while it takes a lot of support. Your first couple of years is always your worst years. I mean, it's trying to find your place and, you know, deal with the injuries and the depression, the struggles. It, you know, really helped having a great family, the support there and the support of the community. And, you know, one of the guys that was there when I broke my neck was the late Keith Prater, that was the Around County coach. He was the bat boy for Lewis County when I broke my neck. And, you know, Jeremiah Shearer, East Carter coach, was the bat boy for East Carter. Now, you know, we play East Carter every year here in Lewis County. He had a classic that Keith Prater started, you know, back when he was coach here. And that was something that, you know, was important to get me really back into baseball. Keith knew that, you know, he told me, he said, you know, always felt that baseball kind of left you out. And he said, we think, well, he thought I should be back into it. And that was a way to get me back into it, which was, you know, a way to get me out. And it was really helped. You know, it really helped with, you know, just being out in the public and, you know, getting back into baseball, which we do the David Irie Day every year in Cincinnati. This is our fifth year. We just completed that where, you know, I'm always honorary captain, bringing the lineup card out in the home plate. And we had Keith's family being a part of that this year with his daughter Kennedy saying play ball. And his brother Todd walked out the home plate with me there. So, you know, things like that help. And Keith was a, you know, instrumental in getting that started. And, you know, it takes a lot, especially dealing with spinal cord injuries, being in that situation where your life changes so much. And, you know, just getting back out in the public and, you know, facing life head on is mainly the main reason or the main purpose to really get out there and do things. Is you can't just sit at your house. You can't, you know, hide behind the walls. You still got to move on and make the best of life, even if you have struggles like I have and will continue having until, you know, maybe one day they have find a cure for it. But, you know, it's just you've got to just get back out in public and make your way.
And I'll ask you this question then. Was there something or a point in time where you said, you know what, this is how it is, I'm going to try to make the most of it and the best of it?
Yeah, that happened probably, you know, like I said, about 2 years in. You'll struggle with the first 2 years. It's always a struggle, but, you know, you've got to have to have a turning point. You look at yourself and you say, you know, you're either going to do it or you're not. And, you know, I remember probably about 2 years in, I was in the hospital for some reason. I had a friend there, and, you know, I was talking to him about it and telling him, you know, I just don't like being out in public. I don't like the people looking at me. You know, the people that remember me the way I was, you know, is different now because they look at you different. And he said, you know, he said, you're just going to have to take the attitude and just say heck with it to, you know, to be more proper than what he really said on, you know, said to me. But, you know, that's just something where you reach that turning point where, you just got to leave your life and make the most of it. And you don't really, you know, you get to the point where, you know, you got to not worry about what other people think. And a lot of times it's not that, you know, they think any less of you. They're just curious and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, you get to the turning point where, you know, you just got to make the decision. You're going to live or die.
As far as returning to the baseball field, I imagine that had to be difficult. And how long did it take before you actually went out to watch a game or even watch a game on television?
Well, you know, I kept away from it for a long time because, you know, you look at that base, you know, you look at it on TV or any place else, and, you know, I was always a Reds fan, and I watched the Reds even right after I did get hurt, you know, from TV. But actually being at the game was something I just really wasn't comfortable with for a few years. And you know, to be honest with you, it was when Keith started the Classic here. You know, it was the first time I've been back to a baseball game, you know, at a local level or professional level. So, you know, you just kind of stay away from that. And you know, you think, well, if I'm not away around it, then, you know, I don't have to face it. But, you know, Keith, when he got me up here, you know, it was like, you know, this is something that, you know, he knew that I needed for therapy when it came to really thinking about moving on. And he knew that was, you know, one of the hurdles I had to get over. And yeah, it takes years to get to a ball game. So it was probably, I would say, 20 years before I went to another ball game.
As far as the foundation, when did you get the idea to start that? Was there something that initiated that idea?
Well, it was just where I got back into baseball. I thought about it probably 4 or 5 years. And, you know, it was just kind of everything started going together. My nephew, Brandon Walker, he was working out in Oklahoma and for a company out there. And he decided to come back. And I thought, you know, with his support and my family and then, you know, some of the board members like Rocky Adkins and Andy Shea, the owner of the Lexington Legends, you know, all of us just got together and thought it was a good idea. And, you know, they were, you know, ready to be on board. And, but it's been something that I've been working on for a few years. And, you know, it's just the last few months is where it really came to fruition where we could actually do something.
I was going to ask you about the startup process. I imagine that's not really a simple thing to do.
No, it takes a while. You had to get, you know, a lawyer to do all the legal work for you, which I did here in Vanceburg, Lloyd Spear, and then you got to send it into the state, and you got to do the budget for it, which the county treasurer here, Kathy Dillo, she's retiring, so she's on board as a treasurer, and, you know, she got the budget together for me, and, yeah, it takes a while. It's about 6-7 months what it takes to get the process rolling.
Yeah, and as far as this goes, your idea is to help young ball players, is that right?
Yes, we're going to give scholarships away every year. That's what we have the fundraisers for. And, you know, the one we're having at Whitaker Bank Park in April, we'll give $1,250 scholarships away there. The seniors will have to qualify for that from each school, which we have 10 high school baseball teams in that event. And the seniors are asked to write a 2-page essay on spinal cord injury awareness and the research process of it. And, you know, that's the way they will qualify for the scholarship.
For you, has it been good to be reconnected to a game that you loved?
Yes, I think it's part of a therapy that, you know, kind of reconnects you with, you know, it's just like anything else is, you know, you fall off the horse, you get back on, or if you fall off the bicycle, you get back on. I think you need that in life, you know, to face your problems or to face, you know, the tragic the event that that you had to face, and I think that's the healing process of it, and to get your life back in order.
Well, you've got some events scheduled now, but as you look ahead, are there some other goals you have for the David Irie Foundation?
Mainly is to find a corporate sponsor, and so I can generate more money and more scholarships, and I like to connect with either the Miami Project that does a lot of research with spinal cord injuries, or there's also one in Louisville that is a spinal cord injury research facility there that I plan to visit and talk to them about things. You know, there's, in the way I look at life, especially with the research, you know, I'd rather find a cure. I don't think they are working fast enough. You know, when I broke my neck in 89, they told me, they said, you know, in 10 years, you'll be up walking again. That's been 30 years, and they're not really much closer than they were 30 years ago. So that's something that I struggle with, because I know after a while you kind of lose hope into ever walking again. And maybe, you know, what we're doing, some of the money we can put into it, it may not help me in my lifetime, but, you know, it may help others. And like Christopher Reeve said, you know, his dream was a world without wheelchairs, where you wouldn't need them, you know, especially with spinal cord injuries. And, you know, I can see that, and hopefully we can make a difference in that part of it, too.
We got about 30 seconds left, David, but if someone would like to get some more information about your foundation, how could they do so?
We have a Facebook page called the David Irie Foundation, and we're working on a website. So if you can, just go to the Facebook page, the David Irie Foundation, that's I-E-R-Y, and you'll have a list of all the events and everything there.
David, thanks so much for joining us on Front Page.
And I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you calling me.
And again, that's David Irie of the David Irie Foundation. I'm Chuck Meraz, your host of Front Page, and we'll see you next time.